In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens up the door, I will come into there.
In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom. Good to be with you today. We're looking today at Isaiah 55, and we're going to speak today about what the Word of God tells us. It says, "Come to me heedfully," Isaiah 55:3. "Come to me heedfully. Listen that you may have life." The Scripture tells us that when we turn to the Lord in prayer, we should do it deliberately and heedfully. It's not just some kind of off-the-cuff thing, but we should make time to be with the Lord. "Come to me heedfully and listen to me that you may have life." Listen to me. Even in the silence, listen, listen, listen. I tell you that even in the silence, God speaks to us. Even if we hear no words, God speaks to us, and it will be fulfilled during the day. "Come to me heedfully." We know that the servant of Yahweh says, "Morning by morning he opens my ear, and I have not rebelled." Morning by morning, the servant of the Lord in Isaiah would turn to the Lord. "Morning by morning he opens my ear, and I have not rebelled." Come to me heedfully, morning by morning, day by day. So important, especially in the world that we live in today, how we need to turn to the Lord in prayer, how we need to pray. And then he says, "I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David." I will renew with you the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant is for David and his descendants. The everlasting covenant is in the blood of Jesus. "This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant." The everlasting covenant is in the blood of the Lamb. It is that blood that covers us and transforms us. It is that blood that brings us mercy and healing. It is the blood of Jesus that brings us forgiveness. It is the blood of Jesus that brings deliverance from evil. "I will renew with you the everlasting covenant." When we speak about covenant, we are not speaking about a contract. We are speaking about cutting a covenant. It always involved the shedding of blood. The cutting of a covenant. This cutting of the covenant was done on the cross. The everlasting covenant in the blood of Jesus, renewed at the altar every day, renewed at the Eucharist every day. But we need to take our inheritance. We need to believe that this blood at the altar is the same blood that came and was spilled into the ground at Calvary. The same blood that covered Mary and John and the Magdalene. It's the same blood. "I will renew the everlasting covenant." What does that everlasting covenant cut in the heart of Jesus have to do? It has to do with the forgiveness of sins, first of all. "Do this in memory of me, the cup of my blood, for the remission of sins." But not only for the remission of sins, because you see, I am not a spirit or a soul. I'm a person. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and that spirit and soul reside in a body. That renewal of the everlasting covenant involves healing for the whole man, healing in the mind, in the body, in the spirit. You see, we believe in the forgiveness of sins. You go to confession, your sins are forgiven. I believe that. But why don't we believe in the healing of the body? Is God more concerned about one part of me than another? Jesus became a human being. He didn't become an angel. Jesus became a man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's why the devil would not serve God. That this person in the Blessed Trinity would lower himself and become a man, become the new Adam. He said, I will not serve that. I will not serve that. I'm not going to serve a man, true God and true man. When our Lord Jesus Christ walked the earth, you know, he healed the sick, he cast out demons, he raised the dead, he cured the lame, and he cured the lepers. The new and everlasting covenant, the renewal of that covenant, is the healing of the whole person wrought through the blood of Jesus. Wrought through the blood of Jesus at the price of the blood. St. Peter says, you have not been bought with any diminishable silver or gold, but you have been bought with the blood of Jesus. As a lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. I want you to touch your heart right now with your index finger. It says, I have been bought with the blood of the Lamb. I have been bought not with any diminishable price of silver or gold, but I have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Come on, say it. I have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. The price tag on you, remember that Western singer Minnie Pearl, she used to have a price tag on her hat. That was her symbol. You know, she'd have this hat on with this little price tag. And everybody thought it was so cute. That was her symbol. Everybody knew that was Minnie Pearl. And she would be singing Western songs. Oh, yeah. But the price tag you have on is the precious blood of Jesus, the spotless lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Can I say that again? You have been bought with the price. The price of the blood of Jesus. You have been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. And I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, take your hands off them. They've been blood bought. Do you understand me? They've been blood bought. All of us. We've all been blood bought. Take your hands off them in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood bought, children of God. Command you to loose them, and I bind and cast you to the cross in Jesus' name. You've been blood bought. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. They've been blood bought. Bought with the price of the blood of Christ. Bought with the price of the blood. Bought with the blood of the Lamb. Remember, I will renew the everlasting covenant. Covenant means cut a covenant. It always means the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The blood has been spilled once and for all. Once and for all on the cross. That blood has been spilled once and for all. You have been bought with a price. If you belong to Jesus, you've been bought with a price. You're precious. You're worth more than silver and gold and diamonds. You are worth the blood of the Lamb. Let me tell you that. You have no idea who you are. You have no, slap somebody on the head and tell them, you have no idea who you are. You've been bought with the blood. No idea who you are. And you know, someone's been hiding that from you. Someone, you just think that you're a piece of gum under somebody's shoe. You've been bought with the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear me? You've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? You're worth the blood of the eternal Son of the Father. Do you hear me? You're not just some piece of scum. You've been bought and made a new creation. For anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Somebody's trying to hide that from you.
You've got to take authority over that and say, you know what, I'm a blood-bought child of God. I'm a blood-bought child of God. I've been bought with the blood. I belong to the Father. I'm the Father's son. I hear him say in the Jordan River, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And in the beloved, you are beloved, and I am beloved. St. John says, beloved, beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. Beloved, you are beloved. You are beloved, beloved of the Father. The everlasting covenant has been renewed in the blood of Jesus. You're worth the blood. Come on now. Tell him. Tell him. I'm a blood-bought child of God. I'm worth the blood of the Lamb. I don't care what you're feeling like. You're worth the blood. You're worth the blood. He shed his blood for you. He shed his blood for you. He renews that everlasting covenant. That's why it's so important to get to Mass every day. So important. The renewal of the covenant is at the Eucharist. The renewal of the covenant. And take all the promises at the Eucharist. All the promises are yours at the Eucharist. That covenant is renewed every day, every day. All the promises are yours. Healing for the whole man. Lord, I'm unworthy to receive you. Only say the word and I shall be healed. I shall be healed. Not my soul. I. Me. You. Blood bought. Blood bought. That's who you are. My Lord. My Lord. Let's go to the 54th chapter, the 11th verse. This is what you feel like. Oh, afflicted one, storm-tossed, unconsoled. Oh, afflicted one. Storm-tossed, unconsoled, I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of carbuncles. All your sons shall be taught by the Lord. The great shall be at peace, and great shall be your peace and the peace of your children. Should anyone attack, it will not be of my making. Whoever attacks you shall fall before you. Whoever attacks you shall fall before you. Why? You're blood-bought. You belong. You belong. Oh, you've always wanted to belong. You belong. You belong. You belong to the Father. You are his son, adopted in the blood of Jesus. You are his daughter, adopted in the blood of Jesus. Blood bought. Should anyone attack you, even the devil, it shall not be my making. It is not my making. Whoever attacks you shall fall before you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Every tongue you shall prove false that launches an accusation against you. This is the lot of the servants of the Lord. Servants of the Lord who've been bought with the price of the blood of the Lamb. Servants of the Lord that have been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. Blood bought. Do you understand me? Blood bought. I have a young man in Florida, and this beautiful young man's name is Anthony, and Anthony has all my CDs. He's got four brothers and sisters, I should say four sisters, and he listens, and he's going through the house saying, oh, it's the blood of Jesus, it's the blood of Jesus, and he's got his little sister who's seven saying, oh, the blood of Jesus. They're singing, oh, the blood of Jesus. We do not know the power of the blood. We do not know. We who are sacramental people who have the blood at every Eucharist have no idea of the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood, the power of the blood, the power of the renewal of that covenant in the blood. There is no covenant without cutting a covenant. There is no covenant without the shedding of blood. The blood was shed once and for all for you, bought with the price. The blood, the blood, the blood. It's all about the blood. And yet some people would say, that's archaic. It's not archaic. That's scripture. That's what tradition teaches with the capital T. That's why what happens at the Eucharist is a sacrifice.
the one sacrifice of Calvary. It is not a meal alone. It is a sacrifice. The one sacrifice of Calvary made present at the altar, renewed at the altar, because we are not in time anymore, because the Lamb of God has been slain from the foundation of the world. You have been bought with the price of the precious blood of Jesus, not the price of any diminishable silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as a spotless lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The cross is transhistorical. It goes from the beginning of time until the end of time. Renewed at the altar, the renewal of the covenant, blood bought. But you know, we've made it a ritual. It's a ritual to many people. Just a ritual. Rather than a ritual that heals, a ritual that delivers, a ritual that brings life. For we receive as Catholics the living body and blood of Jesus Christ. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Oh, he did not. People say he's talking about the Word. I'm telling you, he might be talking about the Word when he says, my flesh is real food. Yeah, but when he starts talking about my blood is real drink, he's talking about the Eucharist. It has to be, because the Word is never referred to as the Word. The bread of life can be the Word. But when he talks about the blood, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I'm telling you, that's what happened at the Last Supper, the new and everlasting covenant. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for many for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins. Oh, my Lord, it's the new and everlasting covenant. It's the covenant that was promised to Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord our God, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not like the covenant that I made with your fathers when I led them through the Red Sea and brought them out of the land of Egypt. This is the covenant I will make. I will place my laws in their hearts. That's right. What does St. John say? We have no need for anyone to teach us, because the anointing teaches us all things. I will place my law within their hearts, and no one will teach them, for they will all know God. It's the anointing wrought in the blood of Jesus, that anointing of the Holy Spirit wrought in the blood of Jesus. The Spirit of God teaches us all things. All things. Beloved, you are God's children now. What you shall later be has not yet come to light. But what when it comes to light, we know that we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him because we've been bought with a price. Because the same life that resides in Jesus resides in us. You are partakers of the divine nature. Do you understand that? Partakers of the divine nature by grace. By grace. By grace. Not because you exist as a creature, but because by grace, through faith, you are a partaker of the divine nature. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Partaker of the divine nature. We have no idea what that means. That's right. Slap somebody on the head and say, you don't have any idea who I am. You don't have any idea who I am. A partaker of the divine nature. God dwells within my heart. God. I am a son of God. I am the beloved son of God in the beloved Jesus Christ. You are the beloved son of God in the beloved Jesus Christ. You are the beloved daughter of God in the blood of Jesus Christ and in the beloved. We have no idea. Because the devil has afflicted you, O afflicted one, storm-tossed and unconsoled. Because he has stoned you. Remember that woman that had been stoned in the 8th chapter of St. John. You know what stones mean? A stoning means? It's not throwing one stone at somebody. It's pum, 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 stone, 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 stone. You've been so stoned, so afflicted, so storm-tossed, so battered, you have no idea who you are. You have no idea who you are. You have no idea who you are.
beloved of the Father, bought with the price of the blood, child of God, partaker of the divine nature, friend of God, daughter of the Father, son of the Father, priest, prophet, and king, if you've been baptized and believe. Oh, hallelujah! You have no idea who you are. Let's start finding out who we are. We have an identity crisis. It's all because of the blood. It's all because of the blood.
Do you understand me? It's all because of the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow.
I told Eric one day, if, you know, they have this cable radio, whatever they call it, you know. I don't even know what they call it, but it's, you know, it's radio on cable is really what it is. And I said, if I had a radio station, I'd have it all music on the blood. Oh, yes, all the blood music. Let the blood of Jesus do its work through the airwaves. Let the blood of Jesus bring cleansing. It's higher than the highest mountain. It's lower than the lowest valley. It goes lower. It goes deeper than the deepest sin. It goes deeper than the deepest arthritis. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood. And you know what drives me crazy? You want to really know what drives me crazy? I'm going to tell you. We as Catholics have it in the morning, and we never preach it. We drink it, but we never preach it. We drink the blood, and we never preach it because we don't know the power of the blood. We don't know the power of the blood. You're old-fashioned. Hallelujah, I'm old-fashioned. I believe in the renewal of the covenant. I believe in the new and everlasting covenant wrought in the blood of the Lamb. I believe it, I believe it. Where would we be without the cross, death, and resurrection of the Master? We'd all be headed toward hell. Blood bought. That's who you are. Blood bought. Come on, touch your heart with your index finger. I've been bought with a price. I've been bought with a price, with the very precious blood of Jesus. I've been bought with the price, with the very precious blood of Jesus. I have been bought with a price, with the very precious blood of Jesus Christ. I have been bought with the price, with the very precious blood of Jesus Christ. Blood-bought child of God. I'm a blood-bought child of God, bought with the price, the very price of the blood of the Lamb. That's who I am. You want to know who I am? That's who I am. Bought with the price. Bought with the price. Oh, more expensive than silver. More expensive than gold. More expensive than diamonds. Bought with the blood of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, where would we be without the incarnation? The devil refused to serve God because he found out the plan of God to save man was that a man would become God. A man would be true man and true God. True God and true man. He said, I'm not going to serve any man. That's why the devil hates Jesus. And he hates Mary too. You know why? Because Mary's more than an incubator. Mary is the new Eve. She said, let it be done unto me according to thy word. She was filled with the Holy Spirit in Nazareth. Hallelujah. She said yes to the Father. From all creation upon the earth, God the Father chose Mary. Not to be an incubator, but be the mother of the Son of God. We do not worship her. We honor her. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, said Elizabeth. Who is it that the mother of my Lord
should come to me. The mother of my Lord. What does that mean? The mother of God. The mother of the Word incarnate. The mother of Jesus, who is true God and true man.
Not the mother of the Father. That's stupid. Who is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
Oh, yeah. For the baby at your greeting, the baby within me, danced with joy, just like David danced before the ark. The baby dances before the ark of covenant. Hallelujah. But we remember what Simeon said about this baby. This child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Jerusalem, and a sign of contradiction will pierce your own soul, Mary, that the thoughts of many may be laid bare. This child is destined for the rise and fall of many, and a sword shall pierce your own soul, Mary. And underneath the cross, that sword pierced her soul. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. A sword shall pierce your own soul. But what does Mary tell us? Do whatever he tells you. 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 Do whatever he tells you.
That's why the scripture that I started with, come to me heedfully, listen that you may have life. You cannot do whatever he tells you if you don't listen, if you don't pray. Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you.
And he tells you, you've been bought with a price. Storm-tossed. Get over it. By the grace of God, get over it.
I rebuke every satanic spirit that binds children of God. Come on, say it. I rebuke every satanic spirit that binds me. In the name of Jesus Christ, you spirit of discouragement. In the name of Jesus Christ, you spirit of discouragement. I rebuke you, and I bind you, and I cast you to the cross of Jesus Christ, never to return again. Spirit of discouragement, I bind you there. And keep you there through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them encouragement, Lord, today. They need encouragement. Your children need encouragement. They've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. Listen, tomorrow's Wednesday. We will be at the espousal retreat house. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and we will be at the espousal retreat house. And it's at 7:30 in the evening. And you know what? I need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. It's summer. You'd never know it. But it's summer anyway. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo.